Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of a Resellers Passion podcast. I am your host, Leslie, and I am so glad to be back. This is my first full episode since June, and today I want to give you a few tips on how to use Reels to grow or highlight your reselling business. So stay tuned for this episode. Okay, so I want to give you a few tips and tricks on how to use Reels to grow or highlight your business. I'm going to give you tips that I use personally. Usually that's what I do. That's the only thing that I can do. And the reason that I like to give these tips is because I have been growing in my business. I use Instagram or any social media as a marketing tool. I'm always having fun, I'm always motivating, and I'm always showing up, but there is something strategic about the way that I approach Instagram, using Reels, stories, my feed, IGTV, guides, and anything that is related to Instagram. So today we'll be talking about Reels. I would say if you can keep your reel as short as possible. Originally, when Reels came about in August of last year, they were 15 seconds. I think that the shorter the video, whether you're using Reels, TikTok, this can apply to TikTok as well. But if you're just a person who wants to stay on Instagram, I prefer Instagram because everything is right there. I try not to be all over the place, considering I have so many things that I am working on. So I create my reel, then I transfer it over to TikTok. Okay, that's enough information, I'm pretty sure. So you know, people's attention spans are really short. So for certain reels, you can stay within a 5 to 7 second window if you just want to highlight something real quick. And then you can work on the 15 to 30 second window. But if you really want to get into a teaching moment, the 60 second reels are available. And if you didn't know that reels were 60 seconds, hey friends, reels are 60 seconds now. And I use those for longer videos when I really want to teach something. So here are a couple of, more than a couple, but here are a few tips. And hopefully my everything in the background is okay. I again moved. It's been April, but I'm trying to figure out because my Wi-Fi gets wonky and all kinds of things. So hopefully you don't hear a lot of background noise and I don't have the opportunity to close myself into a closet or anything. So I apologize in advance. But that also goes to show that I am always organic and I'm going to show up as me. So here are a few things that you can do. I would say if you want to highlight something, pick a few things, kind of plan out your week. What I do with Reels is I use Reels for three things. I use Reels to motivate, educate, and to have fun. When I'm having fun, I still try to highlight my business or show something that I'm doing. Like an example of a fun reel would be you're out. I'll give you an example. My husband and I went to Starbucks this past week. By the time you listen to this, we're in October. But in the October 1st, we went out and we had a plan to do some things, but we stopped at Starbucks and we sat outside. We did boomerangs, had a really nice time, and that was fun. He really likes boomerangs. I love the way the boomerangs work. That was fun. And then I did some other things in between. And then I show that we're like sourcing. So I use boomerangs and I show like real quick where we sourced at. So it could just be a fun video that is highlighting your business. You can do other things, but I think the whole point of having a neat style Instagram account is to highlight your business, connect with people in the community, and also grow and market your business. So pick something fun that you want to do, or you can highlight all the other things that I'm talking about. Like you can do a quick 7 second video of you doing a fast walk through the thrift store. You can, you know, use the time lapse on your phone. If you have an iPhone, I'm not really sure what Android has, but I do have an iPhone. Hit the time lapse, play that, have somebody hold the camera and play it as you're going through the racks. And in 7 seconds, you can show them how you pick 20 things from the thrift store in, you know, 10 minutes, that kind of thing. So you figure out what you want to highlight really quick. It can just literally be just about anything. Popping into Starbucks, getting your coffee, and then the next thing you know, you're walking in to the Goodwill or whatever thrift store. Another great way to use reels, and people don't realize this, that you may not understand the science of hauls or unboxing, but there is a method to that. That's why so many YouTubers are successful and so many beauty influencers, because they people, it's something about the element of surprise. It's something about watching someone else and what they purchase. But what you don't realize is that not only are they looking at what you have, they're looking to see when you're going to say it's available, or they're going to wait for you to say, if you're interested in anything that I have, send me a message. This 15 to 60 second opportunity for you to unbox is a game changer for your business. If you don't want to create long tailed IGTV, or if you don't want to start a YouTube channel, TikTok and Reels are really such a great way to do unboxings. And as a side note, this is not about TikTok, but I do want to let you know that if you are creating content on TikTok, they you can create a 3-minute video now. So that is perfect for unboxing. But for Reels, you can definitely create a quick 60-second unboxing, or you can do one long video and break it up and spread that out during the course of the week. Say, for instance, you've decided or committed, you have a content calendar, and you say to yourself, I only want to put out 3 Reels a week. Make one long video, slice that up, and then you have 3 Reels, because you can create a series. Before you release your reel, it'll ask you if it's a series. You'll name the series Unboxing the Week Of, Video 1, release that video on Monday. Wednesday, come back and release the second video. And Friday, come back and release the third video. And you've reached your reel quota for the week. Something else you can do is behind the scenes. I do behind the scenes all the time, and I actually combine behind the scenes with the next topic, which is like tips, and then the last topic, which is educate. So behind the scenes, that could be you steaming, that can be you listing, that could be you packing up your items to ship, that could be you showing your office. People love to see real life. People think that people are really interested in this, all these videos and these posts of like how many sales you've made. Yeah, that's all good, but they really want to see your process, because that's going to help. It's not going to help you. You already have that process. What's going to do is going to help them see a different process. They may have a really disorganized or unorganized office, and they look at, you may have a bin or a box or something. Like, I use Banker boxes, and I show that, and people just like, wow, where can I get them from? So you never know what that behind the scenes is going to trigger in someone. So basically, at the same time, you're motivating them. You're like, hang with me while I steam, but you're also providing them some tips. You're educating them. So the next category is tips. Now, tips can be just about anything. I would lump that with education, but the education part is going to be at the end. But in your tips and tricks, you are teaching them something. So you're going to, when I do tips and tricks, that would be a category like cleaning shoes, cleaning bags, sewing a button, teaching someone like how to upcycle, whatever. I tie-dye. So I take something that I have sourced. If it has stains or whatever, I tie-dye it. Then I show them the process. And then I also show them where I list these items. It's still reselling, because you can sell it on literally any platform. For me, when I tie-dye it, now it becomes a handmade item. So I will sell on Etsy and eBay. But there's a lot of different things. If you're a sewer and something has a hole, cut up an old shirt, create a patch, and now you've showed them how they can take something that you would have otherwise sent to the Goodwill, and you've upcycled it. Now you can resell it. Go onto Pinterest and see the amazing work that's on Pinterest. These items will sell. If you sell on Poshmark, it doesn't have to become a handmade item. It's just an upcycled item, and you can now sell it on Poshmark. So show the process. Maybe you've done it a couple weeks ago and you thought, wow, now I can show people what I've done. I've been wasting my time sending back jeans that have a hole in the crotch and a hole in the pocket, where now you put a patch on there. You can sew it by hand. You don't need a sewing machine. You can get the fusible stuff from the sewing area and iron it on. But this is something that someone hasn't thought of. Like, I just posted something on my Instagram feed, not as a reel, but I may do it as a reel, where I talked about ways of using flawed items, and I gave different tips of where you can donate them or keep them or give them away. So this tip area, this tip reel, is a really great way to show people, show them a different way of shipping, teach them about pirate ship, teach them about PayPal, show them something that you've learned how to do on eBay that they may not know about. If you use Vendu or List Perfectly, that's when you're going to provide that information. And then List Perfectly or Vendu may highlight you, but you may not have thought about it, but the reels is your opportunity. And also teach inventory. Like, people have some crazy systems. Some people have piles, some people have dev piles, but now you're teaching people how to have a really streamlined inventory system. I've been reselling for a while, but I'm all about learning. I may see someone's reel, or I may see something that they're doing, and it's like a light bulb goes on. Like, why have I been doing this so long? Especially if you're a person who has a small space and you're trying to figure out how to store your items. So definitely, you know, prepare yourself some tips and tricks. And don't forget, create a content calendar. Write down what type of information you can provide. What have you been doing in your own business that you can share with someone? I'm just Leslie, and everything that I'm doing, like the podcast, I decided, let me just do a podcast. No one told me. No one took my hand and said, let's do this together. I came up with these things on my own. A lot of these things I come up with on my own, I learned some things along the way, but then I take the initiative to go and do it. Don't wait for someone to do it. You have an idea, go ahead. You're going to do something different than someone else. You are a different person. I'm Leslie, you're you. I may stamp my items a different way, or I may pack my items a different way. I may use, you know, fancy tissue paper and all kinds of little things and put in my box, and you may not. So you don't know. You could save somebody $10, $20 this week. So your tips and tricks will really help somebody. This is a big game changer. If you're a reseller, you're selling, whether you're selling regular clothes, whether you're selling men's clothes, whether you're selling vintage clothes, whether you're selling upcycled clothes, handmade clothes, modeling is a game changer. There are so many people who are afraid to get in front of the camera. They just want to show their hands. Sis, sir, if that's what you want to do, go for it. But when I started modeling in February, it literally was a game changer. I stepped out of my comfort zone. I was afraid because I've been in front of the camera for 2.5 years. I have a YouTube. I'm talking to you friends from the podcast. I'm showing myself on Instagram. I've interviewed hundreds of people, but I was afraid to model. And then one day I said, you know what? From now on, anything that comes in my size, especially vintage, I'm going to start modeling. I have a page, Fam Like This, where I have all vintage stuff. You're going to see me modeling. On A Reseller's Passion, you're going to see me wearing my stuff. That is the best way for you to market. So for reels, again, that could be your 3-day reel where you go out and source. You may be a person who's been successful only selling things in your size. Bam, try on everything. You know, pair of jeans. How many 3 different looks with that pair of jeans? You can have a blazer, a sweater, a t-shirt that's tied at the side. You know, there's so many things. Add a purse with it. You can go from office to going out with friends. So there's so many different things that you can do. Outfit of the day. It is definitely a game changer. Literally about 55% of the things that I show myself wearing, people will send me a DM asking me, is it still available? How can they get it? Because regardless if you have a stock photo or you're showing the item with a flat lay or something, everything looks better on a person. And a stock photo isn't always true because they have specific models and specific sizes. Me, I'm a true 16. So when I put something on, that gives that plus size person like, wow, that's what it's going to look like on me. So take the chance. I'm just giving you some information, but modeling is a great way to do it. And if you can play around and figure out how to get the reels where they drop the stuff and next thing they're stepping into it, or they're doing the slow walk and all that. I'm an older person, so I'm still trying to figure some things out. And that's the truth. I fake it until I make it, but at least I am putting out the content. Nothing's holding me back from doing it. So if you have been wanting to model, hey, hopefully this is the incentive for you to model, okay? And the last one is educate. Use Reels to educate. That's what I do. Again, I motivate, I educate, and I have fun. I use Reels to educate. So when I'm creating videos teaching people how to resell, now keep in mind, I may be a part of the reselling community, but my hashtags and everything that I'm representative of is teaching anyone who wants to resell. I'm not selling to you. Right now, everything that I'm giving you is free right here on this podcast. But there is someone else who pays for my service. I have private counseling. I have a private website. People pay me $100 an hour sometime. That may seem extreme to you, but that just means you're not my market, my target audience. But there is someone out there who is willing to pay. If someone's willing to pay for the clothes or the hard goods that you're selling, why wouldn't they be willing to pay for the educational content that you're putting out? And again, I didn't start out wanting to sell my things. People started sending me messages. Wow, do you teach what you know? So I have written 3 ebooks and I'm right in the process of writing more. My YouTube channel is monetized. That means there's some value that I'm bringing to the community. Talk about your YouTube channel. Give them a snippet of what's coming. I'm about to do a couple small courses. I don't want to do anything grand and some webinars. I do group teaching on Zoom. People pay me for that time. And then I have the podcast. So figure out a way that you can take what you know. And it doesn't have to be reselling. You can start something totally brand new. If in your life you've been painting, you can teach someone how to paint. You can teach someone how to create digital products. I have taught crochet in person and virtually. I have created patterns that I've sold on Etsy over the years. So you can use Reels to promote that. Don't be afraid to do it. And the last thing that I want to give you is a few tips that you can use. If you're not, try to use a tripod. Don't lean your phone against something. That way, if you use a tripod, you can get your full self. You can tip it to where you want it to go because there's not always a camera person. Very rarely do I have someone taking pictures or video. Everything that I do on my own. The only time my husband or my daughter takes photos or video of me, if we're out, if I'm at Walmart or something like that, because I don't walk around with my tripod as a selfie stick. But a tripod, you can get it as little as $8 on Amazon. Go to Amazon. You can go to my affiliate link on my Amazon. I have one for, I think, $8. I have one for $17. I have a $17 tripod with a clicker. You set it up. You make sure everything's in focus and you just click. You start the video. You're done. You click it off. You take pictures. You click, 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 click as many as you want. Make sure you have good lighting, right? I would suggest you can do whatever you want. You've never really seen me doing any dancing unless I'm doing hula hoop. But like if you're promoting your business, maybe not do so much dancing and pointing. But if that's what you want to do, definitely go for it. And a game changer, especially if you're doing the educational piece, do voiceovers instead of music. So for your tips and tricks, your unboxing, your behind the scenes, consider doing voiceover. Now, there are tons of apps out there that you can use to create a voiceover with a little bit of music in the background. Play around with Reels. I may do a YouTube video. I'm not really sure. So by the time you listen to this, you may be looking for my YouTube video. I can't tell you for sure if I'm going to do it or not. I have in the past, but I use Reels to actually edit my videos. You can mute it, you can do voiceovers, you can add some music. There's a lot that you can do within the Reels app that you can't do on TikTok. So definitely check out Reels. And the final thing that I want to say to you is have fun. Create what you want to see on Reels. That's what I do with everything that I do. I love the community, I love people, but I show up as me and I put out content that I don't see. Content that makes me feel good and content that I will watch. I don't like everything. I don't like all the music. I don't like booty shaking. I don't like profanity. That's just me. So I create content that feels good to me and that is acceptable for me. So if you create that kind of content, the people who are interested in that will find it. It's the Field of Dreams philosophy. I use it for everything. If you build it, they will come. If you build and create your Reels, my friend, they will come. I wish you the best, and hopefully these tips on creating Reels for your business has helped. Take care.